Baba Kama Yerushalmi, Korosline to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Samach, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches and the base at the Mishnah. Shalechis Be'ira, Va'ochla, Itzim, Va'avonim, Oyofor, Chayev, Shinemau, Yifeifeish, and Morsa Koitzim, Va'goyma. If Reuven sent a fire and it consumed wood, stones, or dirt, he's liable. The Pasuk says in Shmoyf Pe'chov Beis Pasuk Hey, when a fire will go and find thorns and consume the stack, Kama, which is a standing crop, or the field, the one who burns will pay. Ava gadel shu gavoya arba amos ederech harabim oina pata. If a fire passed a wall of 4 amos, or a public road, or a river, is exempt for burnt on the other side. The Gemara says, ma koitzim yochadim shedarkam lidaleg af ein liela dvarim shedarkam lidaleg tamuloyme godish. The Gemara says, just like thorns burn quickly, I would know that one is liable only for things that normally burn. Therefore it says, a stag. Ima godish miyuchad shetolash min hakarka af ein li ela dover shetolash min hakarka tamid loima kama. Just like a stack is detached from the ground, I would only know something detached from the ground, and therefore the pasuk says kama, which is standing crops. Oy ma ela ela veilu miyuchadim shetarkam lidalek af ein li ela dover shetarkam lidalek likcha niroi sifsifer avonov minayin tamid loima oy hasode. Just like these and these normally burn, I would know that one's liable only for things that normally burn. What's the source to obligate for scorching a ploughed field or rocks? It says, Oy hasade. Yemer koitzim kama sade bar yemer godish. The Gemara asks, the Torah could have written only thorns, kama, which are standing crops, and a field, why did it need to teach a stack? Adaz dubyudan, nicha dama mishalim kumashi besoichoi. This is fine for Rabbi Yehuda. He says that one pays for everything in it. According to Rabbanon, who say that one pays for a stack of wheat or a stack of barley, why does it say a stack? The Gemara does not answer this question. The Mishnah said, if it passed a wall of 4 amos, der harabim, or a river, he is exempt. Ama, I should say Rav, Bekoidachasi Masnisa Avab Makatefes, I should say Chayav. Rav says our Mishnah discusses a fire that goes up, but if it goes along the ground, then he's liable. Rav Yerchan Ama Makatefes, Masnisa Avab Bekoidachas Pata. Rav Yerchan says our Mishnah discusses a fire that goes along the ground, but if it goes up, he's exempt if it passed a wall or path of any size. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Vav, Hamadlik Basich Shaloi Ad Kama Tava Hadlika. The Mishnah asks, if one lit a fire in his own premises and it spread to his neighbor, how far must it be from the fire to his neighbor to be exempt? Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Roinoi Sam Keilu Hi Be'emsa Beis Kor. Rav Elazar ben Azariah answered, it must be like the distance from the middle of a Beis Kor to the edge, which is around 137 amas. Rav Elazar answered that it must be 16 amas like a public gushus. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chamishim Amma, whereas Rabbi Kiva gives a third answer, it must be 50 Amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalom Yishalem Hamavir Sabeira Hakol Lefi Amadlik. And the fourth answer is Rabbi Shimon, who says, the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Pekhov Beis Pasuk Hey, the one who burns the fire will pay, is according to the fire. The Gemara says, Tani Maase Sha'ova Deleke Sayalden Jehoise Kasha. The Gemara brings from a Baisa that a case occurred in which a fire passed across the Yalden River, because it was a severe fire. Ad kama tabe ad leka, how far must a fire spread to be exempt? Rav Elazar Omer, 16 amah, kedech harabim, b'sha'as haruach, 30 amah. Rav Elazar says that it must be 16 amahs, like b'sha'as harabim, and a time of wind, it must be 30 amahs. Rav Yehuda Omer, 30 amah, b'sha'as haruach, 50. Rav Yehuda answers, it's 30 amahs, and a time of wind, it must be 50 amahs. Rav Kiva Omer, 50 amah, b'sha'as haruach, 100 amah. Rav Kiva answers, it must be 50 amahs, the time of wind, it must be 100 amas. Masabet, Arev, Shekofats, Ha'or, Yosef, Meshlosha, Meyos, Amma. Case occurred in Arev, in which a fire passed more than 300 amas. Emesai, Bezman, Shekofats, Avim, Hayu, Eitzim, Metsuyim, Lefanov, Oshahayim, Mesafseif, Behoilech, Afilo, Admil, Chayev. When does the Shiur exempt? It's when the fire jumped, but if there's wood, with wood available in front of it, or it was going along burning grass, he's liable even up to a mil, which is 2,000 amas, which is like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. If it passed a river or irrigation channel and it's 8 amos wide, he's exempt.